Near freezing temperatures and icy Himalayan winds killed 13 people in northern India last night, bringing the death toll to nearly 100 from a cold snap that began 3 weeks ago. The worst hit is the state of Uttar Pradesh, where at least 81 people, mostly poor and homeless, have died because of the intense cold. Uttar Pradesh is one of India's poorest states, and nearly a fifth of its 180 million people are homeless, according to state government statistics. Father Babu Joseph is the spokesperson for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. He told us more about the measures being taken by the government and religious organizations to help those in need.
Certainly, it is the winter time in India, and it is quite usual to have cold spells this part of the year. But this year, we have extraordinary winter, in the sense most of the northern parts of the country are experiencing very severe cold waves, because of which normal life has been disrupted to a great extent. The trains have been delayed, the flights have been delayed, and the ordinary people above all have been put to great hardships because of the freezing point, particularly in some parts of the North India. And the worst affected, of course, are the homeless, the poor, and people who are living in shanty towns in big cities and so on. I think that's the most important concern of the government, as well as civil organizations, particularly the church. There have been unfortunate deaths of people due to severe cold conditions in some parts of the northern part of the country. And schools have been shut. In fact, here in Delhi itself, the schools have been shut till 13th of this month. In fact, it was supposed to reopen today, but they have extended the closure till 13th of this month due to the, you know, very severe cold conditions. So I think the government is taking precautionary measures to safeguard people from the effects of the severe cold wave that is, you know, happening across the country, particularly in the northern part of the country. At the same time, you find a great contrast in the same country. If you travel down to the southern part of the country, or to the eastern part, or to the western part, like cities like Mumbai, Chennai, Cochin, or Bangalore, and so on, you find the weather is much warmer, very much unlike the northern part of the country. So you have wide variety of climatic conditions here in the same country.
Now, you mentioned that the government is taking measures to protect the people from these temperatures. What sort of things are they doing?
Right here in Delhi, you have, you know, quite a few people who are shelterless. Therefore, the government here in the capital city of Delhi have put up night shelters for people who are homeless. Similarly, the Catholic institutions have opened their doors to people to be accommodated at night. Particularly, the schools and other institutions have opened their doors to accommodate people who are otherwise living on the streets or have no homes to go in. So, in addition to this, the government also has opened soup kitchens in different parts of the city of Delhi, wherein people can go and redeem the food coupons and purchase food for themselves. In addition to the government efforts, other religious organizations like the Catholic religious organization or the Sikhs or the Hindus and so on also reaching out to people with food, blankets and other materials required for people to survive this severe winter. In other states as well, the north, like Uttar Pradesh or Punjab or Haryana or other northern states where the severe cold conditions prevail, the respective governments are also providing extra facilities for people, particularly those who are shelterless, people who have very modest ways of living and so on. There have been very concerted efforts from the part of the government as well as from the faith-based organizations or civil organizations to assist the people in their hour of need.
Now, what else does the Catholic Church do to help India's homeless people, not only during the winter months, but all year round?
You know, Cathy, the Church has a very organized way of reaching out to people. You have at the national level the Caritas India. You have the Catholic Relief Services of the United States Bishops, operating here in India since several years. You also have the Global Social Service Society and many other societies and organizations at the national level. And they all have normally a branch at the diocesan level or even at the state level. Therefore, most of this work from the national office is done or executed on the grassroots level through these smaller organizations across the country. It's the time of floods, or time of famine, or earthquake, or the natural calamities, or human-made calamities. It is the Caritas India that takes the, you know, the first step, reaching out to the affected areas with the resources and personnel so that help is reached as the earliest to the needy people. The number of instances where the church in India had been very seriously involved and heavily invested in situations where people have been at the receiving end. For example, when we had the tsunami that hit the coastal areas of India, it is Caritas India that did the biggest difference in the life of people. In fact, Caritas India, that is the development arm of the Bishops' Conference of India, built nearly 16,000 houses, the largest done by any single agency. Not even the government did that. Similarly, the church led by Caritas India has reached out to the victims of earthquake in Kashmir and northern part of the country, or the floods in Andhra, or floods in Orissa, and other parts of the country. I think we have been reaching out with the resources and personnel. And of course, the church around the world have been also helping and contributing to the Caritas India. For example, Caritas International, Caritas Germany, Caritas Switzerland, Caritas Australia, Caritas Italy, etc., have been very seriously and intensely involved with Caritas India in their efforts to reach out to people who are affected by natural calamities or other calamities in order to bring them help and assistance at their time of need.